Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Let's continue to preach God's word and know that you are right with Him. Everyone has to meet Him for themselves. So I'm not going to stop doing what He told me to do because you are not doing what He told you to do. Think about it. So when you're telling somebody something that's right, you know it's from God's word, feel confident that you are right with Him. You know, there's a song that my church used to sing. It's used to call, "Is God Satisfied with Me?" Ask yourself that question every day of your life. Is God satisfied with me? Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. And boy, I feel this. I even like the words. Whew, these words are just so good. I just like the way they're placed. And I tell you, this is good. Let me read this. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. Listen to this. "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." I want you to look at that verse. It says, "Woe is me if I preach not the gospel." No matter what the world is saying that we as Christians should not do, that we're indifferent, we're intolerant, we're not loving, we're hateful. Let me ask you a question. Do we supposed to love what God loves and hate what God hates? God hates sin. And we as Christians must preach against sin. We as Christians must reprove. We must rebuke. And we must exhort with all long suffering. I want to encourage anyone who's here tonight or even may hear this message later to do what God told you to do. It may seem like no one's listening. It may seem like you're getting discouraged. You're wasting your time. But if you're preaching God's word, you are being obedient to the one who has made you and the one who has redeemed you, as Paul gave in the charge to Timothy in the first verse. So I charge you tonight to preach God's word. Be instant in season and out of season. And I'll leave you with this last verse. James 4:17. It says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come. Lord, just thank you for your word that has went forth tonight. And Lord God, I just truly thank you for this message and the timing of it. Father, because it truly has encouraged me to continue to stand on the watch wall of faith. Lord God, I just pray that those that are here tonight was encouraged about the charge that Paul has given Peter. And Lord, we know that he gave it to Timothy. Lord God, he gave it to us as well. So Lord God, we ask that you give us the strength, the courage to preach the word of God. Now, Lord, we ask for safety as we depart tonight. And Lord, those that are sick, continue to touch them, Lord God, and have grace and mercy upon them. And we will be so ever grateful. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.